Blog Talk Radio.
Take your time, cause I want to be there for you. Take your time, don't you know patience is a virtue?
I have a reason to believe that patience is a virtue, because now I understand the things that I've gone through. It shows no limit to what faith can do. Your left hand knows not what the right don't do. Pay your dues for overcoming complex issues. Only fools think that they can walk in their own shoes.
Sample that from that was a nice choice. They got a nice choice
and melodic melody. What is it called? Patience is a virtue, huh? Take something, take your time. Mm-hmm. Patience is a virtue. Yeah, that was nice. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to our online radio listeners. Welcome to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. We're the elders, and we have a nice show for you tonight. Elders on fire. He's going to bring it tonight. I'm here with Elder Yael, and he's got some good stuff for us tonight. And I told him I'm going to be his pitchman. I'm going to be his wingman tonight. But Yael's going to use us whatever way he can. And tonight we're going to talk about Yah says, on the day when I, let me get this right, Elder, in Ezekiel 20 and 5, in the day when I chose Israel. Isn't that beautiful? And you can see that for yourself by going to Ezekiel 20, chapter 20 and verse 5, on the day when I chose Israel. That was a beautiful day. And our scripture reading is going to be out of the book of Ezekiel also. We're going to stay in chapter 20. We're going to read verses 33 through 38. It reads as follows. Let's see, that's 33 through 38. Yes, it is. It reads as follows. As I live, saith Yah, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered. With a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. You hear that? That's key. Mm-hmm. I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. Our people have been through that wilderness experience before, Elder. It says, and there will I plead with you face to face. Oh, he's done that again, too, before. He said, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt or Mizraim. It says, so will I plead with you, saith Yah, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of covenant. Hallelujah. And I will, I like this part. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, the rebellious ones. But we're going to have some quarrels and some chambers among us. But Yah said he's going to purge them out. We're not going to have to roll up our sleeves and fist fight with them, Elder. Yah says he's going to purge them out.
That's right.
And them that transgress against me, I will bring them out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is going to be a good discussion tonight, Elder. And I'm Elder Uliah, and we're going to go ahead and just turn this over to Elder Yael and let him bless us. Hallelujah.
All right.
Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Elder Tonas are reading the scriptures, you know. Because, you know, what we want to do now that the 400 years over, okay, this month brought the 400 years basically to a close. And so now we have to look at what is our future now? What do we, as the children of Israel, need to be maybe focusing on praying to Yah so that he can show us and help us so that we can understand, you know, what is going on right now. Okay, because, you know, we know he has already told us after the 400 years he's going to judge this nation, you see. And then after the judgment, he's going to, you know, bring us out, let us come out with great suffering, you see. So somebody will survive this. We realize this during the time of when Moses was bringing the children out of Egypt. You know, we got still this judgment upon Egypt, you know. But the children of Israel, you know, they was instructed on what to do, and they survived. It's just, they wasn't touched by those plagues that God brought upon Egypt, you know. And so since when we look at that, we know there's nothing new under the sun. And so here it is now, the children of Israel, we are, and I hope that our people start to realize who we are. Don't be just trying to continue to hold on to, well, I'm just a Christian, all I am. Well, I'm just an African American, you know. My mother, my dad, all these people, everyone here and all that. You know, it's time for us to really take a serious look at who we really are, who we are, okay? And that's what we want to look at. You know, we want to make sure we understand, because when we see what happened, I want to take a look at what went on down during that time of Moses with the children of Israel, you know, because like you just read in verse 5 here of Ezekiel 20, it tells, it says, and you shall say to them, thus said Yah, okay, the master Yah, on the day when I chose Israel and I lifted my hand in an oath to the seed of the house of Jacob and made myself known to them in the land of Mizraim. I lifted my hand in an oath to them, saying, I am Yah, your father. See, this is what we need to realize, you know, because so many people will insist on, just polluting his name, profaning his name. That's what I see been going on, you know. And so we want to make sure that we don't continue to do that if we have been doing it. You know, it's time to repent, you know, because if we go on, we're just going to look at this here. On that day, I lifted my hand in an oath to them to bring them out of the land of Mizraim into a land that I had searched out for them. You see, Yah himself searched out a land. And it says, flowing with milk and honey, the splendor of all land. You know that's heavy there. You know, all land. You know, no man was better than that land. That was it, you know. And then it says that I said to them, each one of you, throw away the abomination which are before his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Mizraim and with your mighty one, okay? With Yah, okay? I am Yah, your mighty one. That's what I'm saying, okay? Can't get that, because, you know, when you get excited, sometimes you're looking at these words, trying to read them. Man, you know, I tell you, it's just something. So, but anyway, as we continue on here in the Word, now, here's the situation here. It goes on to say, but they, about us, rebelled against me and would not obey me. You see? So now this is what we got to watch out for right now. You know, here we coming up on a time, what you just read about this wilderness, okay, for this time now. You see? And, you know, we don't want to be caught up, because this time, didn't you read something about that? Those who rebel among you, and those who transgress against me from the land where they sojourn, I bring them out. They shall not, he's going to bring you out, but you shall not come into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yah. So this is what I'm saying. Yah has told us, he's telling us, you know, he's giving us warning right now. You know, you need to look at the life and make sure you're not doing anything. You're not following anybody that's got something going that is contrary to Yah's word, and don't get carried away over with that, with some things like that out there, you know, because so much stuff is going on.
And so we got to watch ourselves, because this time, this is, it looks like this is the last time. This is it. This is the last time. You know, if you blow this one, then you have blown it for good. Okay? There's no turn, no way of getting out of it. Okay? Verse 8 says, but they rebelled against me and would not obey me. All of them did not throw away the abominations which were before their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Mizraim. So I resolved to pour out my wrath on them, to complete my displeasure against them in the midst of the land of Mizraim. Y'all was merciful, in spite of, you know, the rebelliousness that was amongst us. He was merciful, okay? And he said, but I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the eyes of the nations among whom they were, before those before whose eyes I had made myself known to them, to bring them out of the land of Mizraim. You see? So Yah, you see how Yah is? You know, these devils out there, you know, looking on the other nations, and they saw what was going on with what Yah was doing for his people. But yet the people still rebelled against him in spite of what Yah had did for them in the eyes of everybody else, all of the nation. They still, you know, it's like, oh, we don't appreciate what you did, Yah. We just don't do our thing anyway. We don't care. You see? So, you know, Yah was merciful upon them. But as we see here, you know, look what he did. As each time they were rebellious, you see something took place. But how Yah handled this situation, okay? And you see his mercy in this situation, too, you know? So I took them out of the land of this country, okay? And I brought them into the wilderness, you see? Because they were so rebellious, he took them, just brought them to the wilderness. There it is. That's what he tells them, you know? And so we get an idea of how Yah dealt with Israel back then with us, our ancestors, you see? And then look at how, you know, how things are going, so that we don't get caught up during the things that has been the mistake that our ancestors did, you see? We don't get allow ourselves to get caught up during being rebellious, really, basically being rebellious, you know? It's like, you know, if nations, if Israel, I was reading this when I was looking at this. I said, if they could do anything that is contrary to Yah's word, I mean, if there's anything out there that could be done, Israel found a way, figured out a way to figure it out, find it out. And they did. They did whatever it took, seemed like, to cause them to be rebellious against Yah. And then, but y'all tell us here in verse 11, and I gave them my laws and showed them my right ruling, which if a man does, he shall live by them. You see? He showed us how to keep those laws. He didn't just give them to us. He showed us how to keep them. Okay? And I also gave them my Sabbath. Look at that. To be a sign between them and me, to know that I am Yah, who set them apart. You see, Yah even went so far as to give the sign, you know, for them to not even have to make a mistake, you know, and be running around arguing, well, it's Sunday, you know, he gave it the Sabbath to them, showed them as a sign, okay? He made it a sign between us and them. So now we don't have to guess about it. But right now, of course, you would think, you know, you get among some Israelites now out there, and man, you try to talk about battles to them, then they get upset with you, you know. Some of them out there now, right now, you know, they won't give up their Sunday. They come over and kind of excuse under the sun to, you know, argue with you about how, you know, they gonna keep their Sunday. Because, you know, of course, my granddad and my you know, Uncle, all my whole family, you know, we always, as a matter of fact, my church, you see, my whole church, you know, that's what they do, and they're teaching, it's okay.
first. Don't worry. You know, that's how it is right now. Okay? But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my law, and they rejected my right ruling, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly profaned my Sabbath. You see that? They greatly profaned that. You see? Then I said I would pour out my wrath on them in the wilderness to consume them. See? But here we go. God's mercy. You see? I acted for my name's sake. You see? He wasn't going to let it, man. Y'all was going to pollute his own name. You know? Not to profane it before the nation. You see? Y'all kept it clean and pure before those before whose eyes I had brought them out. You see? So, you know, yeah, I wasn't going to allow them to be able to accuse him, you know, because you know that's how the devil is. He'd be accused of their brother, ain't you see? The first thing we said, well, y'all just want to bring them out there to destroy them anyway. See? Well, I think, you know, we really, why would we want to be even thinking about following y'all? Because look what he did to them. See, but they ain't got that lie to be teaching us or be huddling over him. Because it ain't there. You know, the truth is still there. You know, Yah is still who he is. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I myself also lifted my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness not to bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, the splendor of all land. Okay? See there? Now they know. Look what done happened to them. Now, you know, decided that they ain't going to be able to go into the land because they rejected my right ruling and did not walk in my laws, and they profaned my Sabbath, for their heart went after their idols. See? Their hearts went after those idols. And so this is, you know, nothing new. I have to keep saying nothing is new under the sun, because that's the way they were now, the attitude, the spirit, that rebelliousness that was in us then. I mean, it's like it's still there. Still there in so many of us now. Okay? And that's what we got. That's what I'm going to look at this here. So maybe we can start realizing and recognize that we need to make change in ourselves. You know? We need to start considering Yah's word, his law, his, you know, his Sabbath. We need to think about these things and start figuring out how we're going to be determined to be obedient to Yah, regardless of what is going on out there. Work. See? We need to get to that point. Well, you know, we're not going to allow anybody, you know, what kind of popularity that he might have, to cause us, you know, to fall away from following Yah's law, his commandment, you know, his way that he has instructed us to walk. You see? And my eye hardened them from destroying them, and I did not make an end of them in the wilderness. You see? God was merciful. See? Watch how he handled it. See? Because the devil was trying. This is a fight. You know, flesh and blood. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against wickedness and wickednesses and high places. You see? And this is like Satan trying to provoke God to destroy the nation of Israel. Because, you know, it's like Satan knows that y'all going to bring an end to all of those other nations, especially the ones that he has scattered us out into, you know, that we have been out in and all of this time, this 400 years. He's going to bring an end to them. And Satan was just hoping that we could provoke y'all into bringing an end to us. You see? But see, y'all is merciful, and y'all is all wise, all knowing. Nobody going to get no fool, no craziness over on him. Okay? And I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the laws of your father, nor observe their ruling, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Okay? Here we go. This is to the children, okay? I am Yah, your father. Walk in my law and guard my right ruling and do them. Okay? And set apart my Sabbath. See? Set apart my Sabbath
and they shall be a sign between me and you to know that I am Yah, your Father. Okay? And this is what Yah wants to do. You know, he wants the world to be able to recognize, you know, this is my sign between my children, my people, my chosen one. Okay? This is Abba. You see? But it goes on to say here, but the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my law and my right ruling. They did not guard to do them, which if a man does, he shall live by them. They profane my Sabbath, so I resolve to pour out my wrath on them to complete my displeasure against him in the wilderness, but I held back. You see? Notice all these times. You see these times how much Yah has held back and not completely wiped us out? See? In spite of all of the rebelliousness that our ancestors did during that time, okay? And the same kind of stuff is going on now, you see? And this is why we need to, you know, hear and take heed to what's being said here. Because we don't need to be out here so caught up on anything out there in this wicked world that will cause us to lose our care and just go ahead on and not care about how we rebelled against God, his commandments and his word, his instructions. Okay? Said, but I held back my hand and acted for my name, not to profane it before the eyes of the nation. See, that's one thing, Yah's name. It is not to be profane. It is not to be profane. You see? And that's why we have to do our research to make sure we get the name right so that we can honor Yah, okay? Honor him righteously, not guessing about. You know, not going by what somebody else done told you or said, but going by what Yah told you, give you. Because he's given us his name. Okay, before whose eyes I had brought them out. You see, so we want to hold on. We want to get this right forever, never to, you know, lose sight on what we must do in order to be able to, survive this judgment that's going to come upon this nation, right? You know, because like I said, you know, read it in Genesis, you know, you'll see what it tells you during the time when he was speaking to Abraham about this situation after the 400 years, okay? Don't turn around and be rebellious against it, okay? Because, you know, look at it, it's right there in Genesis 15, you know, and read verse 13, 14, and even 15. Read those two verses right there. You will see. You will have to be mistaken about what Yah has said he's going to do. And you know, he says something. That's what he's going to do. That's where he's going to go. You know. So you know, that's why I'm saying we need to pay attention to what Yah is saying here. You know, because this is so important. Okay, he says in verse 23 over here in Ezekiel, also I myself lifted my hand in an oath to those in the wilderness to scatter them among the nations and disperse them throughout the land. No, that happened. Okay, there's no dispute about that. That's why we sit right here in this land now, not in our own land, the land that he promised, the nation of Israel. We sit right here in America, this wicked country, Babylon, okay? Because they had not done my right ruling, and they rejected my laws, and they profaned my Sabbath, and their eyes were on their father's idols. All of these things is what caused us to be sitting here and have had to go through 400 years of literally cursed it, you know, 400 years of this stuff, you see? And You know, and it was all because of us, how we've been so rebellious against God. And this is bringing it up, you see. So can anybody just run around and start talking about, you know, that's that Old Testament God. You know, that's why I don't talk about that old. I don't believe in old. That's why people use these kind of that kind of stuff, you know, just to give themselves a dumb excuse, you see. Not realizing, instead of looking at the mercy of God from the beginning to the end, you know, they pick out something and say, we're still in some things that he wants them to see. You see? And that's what wound up happening. And I also gave them up to laws, gave them up to laws that were not good and right rulings by which they would not live. See? And I defiled them by their own gifts, as they passed all their firstborn through the fire. See, they got on everything other nation going around them, okay? So they might stun them, okay? So that they know that I am Yah. Therefore, Son of Man, speak to the house of Israel, and you shall say to them, watch this now, see, this chapter here. It's heaven and it is good because it's good chapter to understand and know Yah, okay? And know what's going on, what has happened with our nation. So that as we proceed from this point, you see, we're going to see in a minute what's going to happen, okay? And say to them, thus says the Master Yah, in this your fathers have further reviled me by committing trespass against me. When I brought them into the land for which I had lifted my hand in an oath to give them, and they saw all the high hills and all the thick trees, they slaughtered their slaughtering there. Listen at that. And provoked me with their offering there. And they set up their sweet fragrances there, and poured out their drink offering there. See? So, you know, I look at that and I said, whoa, kind of, man, compare that with what is going on now, all the churches on every corner, so many different, you know, churches in these cities filled with the churches, you know, churches, high heels. They slaughter the place, they have worship place, house, so forth, you know? You wonder, because it's like Israel just got something going, and they just ain't going to get cut it loose. They didn't want to ever cut it loose. It seemed like, you know, they don't have to, regardless of, you know, how they feel about all that false worship and things that they're doing that is rebellious. Yeah, you're going to have to come out of that. And I said to them, what is this high place to which you go? So its name is called High Place to this day. Okay? See? So, you know, think about that. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus said the Master Yah, are you defiling yourselves in the way of your father, and do you pour after their abomination? For when you lift up your gifts and make your sons pass through the fire, you defile yourself with all your idols, even to this day. And shall I be prideful of by you, O house of Israel, as I live, declares the Master Yah, I am not being required of by you. You see? So Yah will reject you if you continue to rebel against him. You see? And that's a sad thing, you know, to be rejected by Yah. And what comes up in your spirit shall never be when you say, let us be like the nation, like the tribes in other lands, serving wood and stone. You know, I mean, it's like this is a picture of what's going on right now. You know, Israel, the nation, you know, it's really sad. And in verse 33 says, as I live, declares the Master Yah, do not I, with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with wrath poured out, ring over you, and I shall bring you out from the people and gather you out of the land. You see, this is something y'all are going to do. And you think you can hide and get away, but you ain't going to hide. You can't hide from y'all. Where you are scattered. Now, it's talking about where us, that's us. We're just scattered all over this world, this whole of the earth, you know, the people of Israel, okay? And with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, okay? That wrath is God's destruction. It's his wrath, you know? But you don't want to come under his wrath, okay? And I shall bring you into the wilderness of the people, and shall enter into judgment with you face to face there. Okay? All right, here we go. Now, he listen to what he's saying. As I enter into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Israel, so I shall enter into judgment with you, declares the Master Yah. Okay? Now, what you going to do? And I shall make you pass under the rod, in other words, the same old those instructions that you have been given way back then, and shall bring you into the barn of the covenant, the one that you despise, that you rebelled against, okay? And you're going to have opportunity to flat out rebel again this time, but this time, look what's going to happen. And purge the rebels from among you. So any of you this time, any of us that rebelled against Yah this time, as he bring us out of these places where he has scattered us, okay, from the land where they sojourn, I bring them out, but they shall not come into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yah. So if you rebel this time, you're still coming out of it. You still got to get out. Go. You ain't going to be able to say, oh, I'm just going to be out of it. You're like, all right, that's what it's telling you, okay? As for you, O house of Israel, thus said the Master Yah, go, serve each of you. And afterward, if you are not listening to me, but do not profane my set apart name. See, that's so important. Anymore, don't profane my name anymore with your gifts and your idols. So this is so important. You know, that's why I talked about the name, you know. Once God gives you his name, you're going to have to honor that name. Because otherwise, if you don't, okay, just remember, for on my set apart mountain, on the mountain height of Israel, declares the Master Yah, there all the house of Israel, all of them in the land shall serve me. Okay? They're going to be serving anything else. They say no God, no Lord, no Jesus. No Elohim. They're going to be serving God. Okay? That's what we're looking at. They're all the house of Israel. All of them in the land shall serve me. There I shall accept them. And there I shall require your offering and the first fruits of your offering together with all the set apart gifts. Okay? So there it is. Okay? Well, thank you're going to be able to. That's why it's important. That's what we insist on. Telling you to do your research today, now, if you need to, you know, because some of us out there have got caught up in just refusing to honor Yah by his name for some reason. It's like, you got me. It's so crazy, you know? You know, and that's dangerous. It is dangerous for you and your family, anybody else that you. Allow you to contaminate with that stuff, okay? As a sweet fragrance, I shall accept you when I bring you out from the people, and I shall gather you out of the land where you have been scattered, and I shall be set apart in you before the nation, okay? So he's going to be, y'all going to do his thing with us again. See, and it's up to us now. We better make up our mind and decide right now. We're going to get rid of all of the rebellion that's in us, no matter what it is. Okay? Don't think you can just slip your way in anyhow. I don't care. You know, I got it figured out the way I think it should be, so that's the way I'm going to go. You know, like you say here, you shall know that I am. Yeah. I am Yah when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the land of which I lifted my hand and oath to give to your father. You see? And there you shall remember your way. Listen at that. And all your deeds with which you were defiled. You know? Remember that. And you shall loathe yourself in your own sight because of all the evil that you did. You see, all of these things that we done did right here in this Babylon, we're going to hate ourselves for that. That's what that word loathe means. You're going to hate that when you see how dumb, how stupid I was, you know? But you're going to be thankful that God, if you survive, you know, you're going to be thankful to God. Then you really are. Okay? And you shall know that I am God when I have dealt with you for my name's sake. Boy, this name comes up all the time. You know? It's all the time. That's why the person don't like me because I honor God's name and refuse to honor anything else. You don't like me for that? I don't care. See, because as many times I have seen right here in this chapter, you know, how serious Yah is about his name. You know, you can go on out there with Elohim, with anybody you want to, but you. You know, it is not, you know, that you go on with anybody else, because, you know, I'm speaking with Yah. Yah, our heavenly Father. Yah, Hoshua. Okay? For according to your evil ways, okay, he said, I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your evil deeds, nor according to your corrupt deeds, O house of Israel, declares the Master Yah. Okay? So this is something I just want to go through, go over, look at, because, you know, again, Yah just said he is going to bring us out of these countries, okay? These places where we've been scattered here these last 400 years, okay? It's time for a change for us. Time for us to, I guess, you know, get ready to make that move. You see? So, and this is why I think, looking at this word here in Ezekiel, you know, this is very important to us because of time and message. So, Elder, Elijah, if you're still available for me, come on up, all right? And let me hear from you, you know?
Because, hallelujah.
All right.
Elder, I enjoyed that. I was just getting fed, feasting on the word, feasting on your breakdown, and I really enjoyed it. I am so excited about this 400 years. You know, they're having this event in Fort, I think it's called, Fort Monroe in Virginia. And a lot of people don't know that's where the 19 or 20, whatever documents you read, the initial servants from Africa, that's where they originally stepped foot down. Mm-hmm. On the soil of what later became known as the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It was always said it was Jamestown. Jamestown is where they was processed at. You know, it was just like cattle. You know, the ship lands here at the dock, and they I guess they went by horse and buggy over to Jamestown to be processed. So, but they're having that event, I think, this entire week, commemorating the 400-year anniversary that African-Americans, that they call it, stepped foot on this land. Hallelujah. So everyone's acknowledging it. But let's see what it means for us. Let's look at, to give people a clear perspective, let's look at what Yah says are the sequential steps that will that will be taken concerning our 400 years of affliction here in this second Egypt. You know, there's two Egypts. We have mm-hmm. one on the African landmass, and we have an Egypt right here.
Mm.
This house of bondage. Remember, Yah said he's going to take us into the house of bondage again. He's going to take us into Egypt again. It said that in Deuteronomy 28:68. He says, I'll read it. It's on record here, and Yah shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof he's going to bring us into the house of bondage. He's going to bring, you can basically say he's going to bring us into bondage again.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that Egypt means bondage? It was right out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established, okay? Let's give mm-hmm. them two witnesses. Right in Exodus, chapter 20. Verse 2
mm-hmm.
says, I am Yah, thy mighty one, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Here's the second one, Deuteronomy 5 and 6. I am Yah, thy mighty one, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the mm-hmm. house of bondage. Egypt has been mm-hmm. referred to as the house of bondage. Yah says he's going to bring us into that bondage again, but this time it's going to be by ships. Thou shalt, the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, for slave men and slave women, and no man shall redeem you. Okay, so what are the steps? We know we're going. We know that prophecy was fulfilled. We're here mm-hmm. right in the second Egypt, right in the second house of bondage. We got to go back to Genesis, where he first laid it out in prophetic means to our forefather Abraham. What is going to be our fate because of our disobedience? Genesis chapter 15. Verses 13 and 14 holds a lot of the answers, hold a lot of the sequential steps, what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, what is the first step? 400 years, I mean, concerning the 400 years of affliction here in the second Egypt. Okay, first thing, Abraham's descendants shall be a stranger or a sojourner in a land that is not theirs. Let's read that. Genesis 15, 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed, your descendants, Abraham, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Okay. Now, secondly, how they going to? We're going to squeeze Deuteronomy 28:68 in there because we know they're going to go into bondage, affliction, but he's going to be so precise. He's going to tell us the means of transportation, the mode of transit, how you're going to get there. Okay, so he said you're going to get there this time by ships. You're not going to walk because this is not that Egypt that they can walk to. That was on the African landmass. So as I just read Deuteronomy 28:68, it says you should go and Yah shall bring thee into Egypt, into bondage again, into slavery again, with ships. We're going to do it with ships mm-hmm. this time. Okay? So we know we're going into a strange land that is not ours, and we're going to go by ships. Okay, we could check all those off. We went to a strange land, and mm-hmm. we're going to servitude. We're going by ships. And what's going to happen? They shall be in servitude and affliction for 400 years. We've been afflicted since the time that our first ancestors stepped on this land. Nothing but affliction. 400 years, 1619, 2019, check, check, check. All those boxes is checked. Okay?
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
let's review. I mean, let's keep going. After the 400, okay, he said 400 years. 400 years is pretty much up. Okay? Some people say the date is today. That's great. Some people say it's the 22nd. I mean, here's what I look at, Elder. I know by the end of August, it's over. You know,
yeah.
if it's the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, I just say by the end of August, it's over. Me and my wife, we're taking a little trip. We're coming back in September. I know everything that is over. Okay.
Mm.
So the 400 years is up. Now, what's going to happen? He says, afterward, after what? After the 400 years have been served, what is going to happen? That's in verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve, that they were in servitude to, that they were afflicted by, he says, I will judge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's coming next. Mm. And after he said, I will judge. He's given step by step, and you know, it's almost like a sports announcer giving a play by play. You know, of the game that's going on. He's given a step-by-step detailed description of what's going to happen. He says, okay, after they served it 400 years, that nation that they served, I am going to judge and bring judgment against that nation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bring judgment. Stop there. Here comes another event after the judgment. Doesn't end there. It says, and afterward, after what? After that, he brings judgment against that nation, shall they come out. That's when we come out. We don't come out right after 400 years. You know what you're going to do now, Israel? You know, like they say, the proverbial cat is out of the bag. You don't literally have to do this, but the you might as well get your proverbial popcorn ready and get those who are living right, who love Yah, get your proverbial popcorn ready and sit back, or as the scriptures say, stand still and see that he is Yah. You know, sometimes Yah just want us to stand still and see him work his power. Because that's what's next on the calendar, Elder. Judgment against this nation. We're going to see it with our eyes. And it ain't nothing they can do. It's nothing no one can do to stop it. We're not going to be doing Abraham say, hey, peradventure, you have a 50 righteous, would you destroy? Peradventure, you have 30. Peradventure, you have 10. No, Yah says he's just going to judge that nation. And nothing's going to stop. He said his word's not going to return unto him void. But it's going to accomplish that what he sent it out to do. So he sent it out, and he said judgment's coming after his people have served their 400 years, and that means judgment is coming. So that's the next step. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after judgment, here's another step. Still in verse 14. Then they shall come out. You know, he say, come out of her, my people. Then they shall come out. We don't come out before the judgment, it says. I'm reading the scripture. I'm going by the step-by-step detailed description, the sequential step that Yah has concerning our 400-year prophecy in this land called the good old U.S. of A. It hasn't been good for us. I guess it's been good for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the judgment, he's going to judge it. He says, then we're going to come out, Elder, and we're not going to come out empty-handed. We're going to come out mm-hmm. with great substance. You know that scripture that says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just or laid up for the righteous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
there you go. He said with great substance. So, Elder, if you don't mind, I'm just going to recap that. What are the sequential steps? He says we're going to go into a land that is not ours. The children of Israel are going to go into a land that is not ours, and they're going to be afflicted. They're going to serve their enemies. Now, of course, I inserted Deuteronomy 2 because they're going into a land that is not theirs. Deuteronomy 28:68 shows they're going into bondage. It meshes perfectly with Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14. You're
mm-hmm.
going there to serve. You're not going there to have a good time. You're going there to work. You're going there to serve. You're going to make this country rich. What's the fastest way to get rich? Free labor. Okay?
Mm.
I mean, you're talking about an unfair playing field. When somebody has free labor and another business owner have to pay for labor, I mean, that's about the biggest unfair advantage you can have in the field of business. Why do you think this country leapfrogged all the others as far as wealth? So they went to a land that is not theirs. They sojourned. And they went into bondage, the house of bondage, that second Egypt. And their mode of transportation, their mode of transport was by ships. So we can check those off. They went there to a land that's not there, check. Their mode of transportation was by ships, check. And they went there to serve their enemy. Another check. Okay? So they were afflicted. Now, and there's a time frame. They shall be there for 400 years. They shall be afflicted for 400 years. There's another check. Okay? From 1619 to this very day, 2019. Okay, now, what's next? Also that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge? Okay, we're basically at the end of the 400 years. Okay, so we have all those checks, those four checks. The next event that's to take place, he didn't say, get the heck out of there now. Your 400 years is up. Don't never get ahead of Yah. He says, he's going to bring us into the land from all those places we've been scattered. Don't get ahead of Yah. The very next thing after the 400 years accomplished, he said, is this. He didn't say start running, leaving the land that you were brought to serve. No, the very next thing he said is going to happen, he said, that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge. That's the very next thing. That's why I say get your popcorn ready. Get your popcorn ready. They might think they're never going to pay us back, but Yah is going to make sure they pay us back. And one of the ways they're going to pay us back, yeah, they're going to pay us back with the great substance he talked about at the end. But another way they're going to repay, get recompense, is through the judgment that Yah is going to pour out upon them. And that's what's going to happen next, the judgment. Stand still. Stay still, Israel. Don't leapfrog. Don't get ahead of Yah. I don't care if Ghana's offering free citizenship. And you know what, Elder? I heard some things about that, and I know we don't have time, but one of these shows we're going to get into it. I've heard some feedback about that you know, the African nations offering free citizenship to the African Americans who want to go back, so to speak, to West Africa. I heard that's not going so smoothly, and I heard that most of the people haven't become citizens yet.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, that's just for another day, another time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's happening next, be very clear, Israel, be very clear. Judgment upon this nation is next. Judgment, not you fleeing, not you taking your family and fleeing, getting your passports and fleeing, going to Europe or going to Africa or wherever, or going to Alaska, the North Pole. He didn't say flee. Right now, the next step is judgment. You say, well, I don't want to be harmed while, you know, Yah is causing earthquakes and all kind of tornadoes. He didn't say you're going to be harmed. Have faith. You know, as scriptures say, oh, you have little faith, have faith. You know, read Psalms 91. They that abided in the secret place of the Most High, dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That whole chapter talks about the protection and the security in Yah, those who are really in Yah, those who love Yah. So, you know, no half-step. And if you love Yah, you're going to be protected. So don't worry about that. Just let the steps, let the sequence play out. We've come this far. We've come 400 years. That sequence is played out. Let the entire sequence, it's all connected with this 400 years. Let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
And still, Israel, don't be so jumpy, you know. So the very next step, judgment. Get your popcorn ready. Okay. We don't know how long the judgment is going to last, but we know this nation is going to be judged. Now, you want to, if you want some kind of example, you could just go back and look at the plagues of Egypt. Matter of fact, it wasn't just those plagues with the, you know, the river turning to blood, the frogs, the locusts and everything. Do you know Egypt was never the same after that?
Mm.
They were a nation that had constant invasion from foreigners after that. They were never the same. I mean, look at Egypt. I mean, they were pillaged by the Grecians. I mean, all the great knowledge libraries they had, the Library of Alexander, was destroyed by the Grecians. So Egypt has been pillaged. And then you had the Berbers and all. So Egypt was never the same. People just stopped looking at it after those plagues, you know, that we read about in the Bible. But historically speaking, Egypt has never been the same after that.
Mm.
The United States will never be the same once Yah starts judgment. It will never be the same. Sorry, Donald Trump. Tell him I make America great again. America will never reach the heights that it's once reached. I mean, and I'm just speaking of economic. It was always a wicked nation because they've always had a stain. They tried to hide it, but it was always a stain. You're getting free labor from the children of Yah, and you abuse the children of Yah. I don't care how much you try to have your little Leave It to Beaver type pictures and, you know, look like everything is just so pleasant back in the, what, 50s and everything. You would just think everything is just sweet poly purebred. The United States is just such a wholesome nation. No, it was always filthy. If you lifted up the covers, you would see the filth, like they say, the underbelly. So right now, judgment is about to take place in this nation. Judgment. Israel, be humble. Be humble. You know, you don't have to rejoice in their calamity. Be humble, because we have sinned ourselves. That's why we went through this, and our forefathers have sinned. That's why they went through what they went through. That's why we went through what we went through. And that's what I'm gonna read this prayer, and this prayer is gonna be for Israel, and it's a prayer that it speaks to our situation. It's found in the book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go through this last step. After this country is judged, verse 14, it say, then they shall come out. But we're going to come out of this nation. It's going to be a time we come out. It didn't say we're coming out before judgment, but there's going to be a time we come out. And we're not coming out empty-handed. That's the end of it. We're coming out with great substance. It's going to be a wealth transfer. You're going to get paid for the affliction, for the free labor that our ancestors had to endure. There's going to be a wealth transfer, and it says a great wealth transfer. It's going to be, they come out with great substance. Verse 14 of Genesis 15 and 14. So there you have it. All those boxes will be checked. The ones checked earlier took place in verse 13 and of Genesis 15 and also Deuteronomy 28:68. Verse 14 is what's about to take place now. That's the next step, the judgment. And then the next two, the coming out and the great wealth transfer. Those are future events that are still happening, all connected to our 400 years of affliction here in Egypt, the second Egypt, this house of bondage. Okay, now here's the way we should be. We shouldn't be proud. Here's our prayer. First part of this prayer in Daniel is basically recollection. He's acknowledging our wrongdoing. This is parallel. What they went through, we're going through. He said they all sinned, and that's why the curses came upon them. This is exactly what's happened to us. And this is after the Egyptian bondage.
Mm-hmm.
This is after that, the first Egyptian. So he's like our contemporary, you know. The curses was up on them, and they come all the way up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, our brother, he's speaking the words for our time. This is a modern, contemporary word. And that's why I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to pray it right through the scriptures. This prayer is going to be for
mm-hmm.
us. Look how he's acknowledging, though. We can't be haughty. We're acknowledging. And this is what we're going to ask of Yah, since we're upon the 400-year date, the date of fulfillment. And how do we do? We don't be haughty. We be humble before Yah, and we cry out to Yah. And these judgments are going to start. We're going to see them right before our eyes. Okay, let's watch how he recollects and acknowledges what's going on in the first few scriptures. This is all in Daniel chapter 9. So I'm going to start with verses 5 through 14, and then verses 15 through 19 is actually prayer. So start at verses 5 through 14. Jesus follows. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name, like you say, other than that name, in thy name,
mm-hmm.
our king, our princes and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yah, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. That was the place we were scattered. O Yah,
mm-hmm.
to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our kings, that's basically our leaders, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To Yah, our mighty one, belongeth mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of Yah, our mighty one, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all, not just some, but all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. And therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moshe, the servant of Yah, because we have sinned against him. So you want to know how we got here? He's spelling it out for us. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done before, that hath been done upon Jerusalem. And it is written in the law of Moshe, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before Yah, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath Yah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yah, our mighty one, is righteous in all his works which he doeth. For we obey not his voice. Now the prayer. Verses 15 through 19. This is our prayer, Uriah. This prayer is for us today as we fulfill the 400-year sentence in this land that's called the U.S. of A. This prayer is for us. We're not haughty. We're humble, Yah. And this is a prayer to you. And now, O Yah, our mighty one, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and has gotten thee renown as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yah, according to all thy righteousness, we beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem. We could say from thy people, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquity of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach. Yah, your people have become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O Yah, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication. Hear our supplication and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for your name's sake. O Yah, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolation, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. O Yah, hear, O Yah, forgive, O Yah, hearken and do, defer not for thine own sake, O Yah, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's our prayer for Israel tonight. Go ahead, right. Elder.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. But you know, that's good prayer, and I'm thankful for it. And going ahead on bringing it out tonight, okay? And what I just want to make sure that we understand, you know, is that keep our mind ready. Keep our stuff tuned into Yah's word. Because, you know, we don't want to miss nothing that Yah may say have to speak to us, you know? And that's key. Make sure you listen to what Yah is saying, because he is speaking to his people, okay? And he's still leading us, even though, because he told us he will be with us even through the fire. He will be with us through the waters. He will be with us, okay? And Yahushua confirmed it, that I will be with you even to the end of the ages. So that's why we got to make sure we stay tuned into Yah, because if we let ourselves get careless, you know, we could miss something that is very important. So, you know, we can miss it, and we don't want to do that, you know, because, you know, these times now are too serious. They are too serious. And so when Yah speaks to us individually, you know, we want to make sure when you come to your time to hear what Yah has to say, that you hear and you act on it then, you know, because, you know, that's just the way you got to do it now. Because I just feel now that 400 years are passing on by, and I see so much that is going on around us, you know. And I tell you, my eyes are open. I see certain things that I have to do each day out here in the general public. And, I see some changes, some things that are taking place that are very serious, you know. And I see the Gentiles, the way things are going with them, a lot of them right around here, right around us, you know. And we know that Yah is just. And they haven't gotten away with anything that they have done to us, you see. I mean, that's just the way it is, and it is what it is. And we don't have to do anything. We just sit back, like you said, just watch Yah. Let him do what he's going to do. You see, because he said, he will be glorified amongst his people. He will be set apart, you know, before the nation, amongst his people. And so, but we got to be set apart ourselves, you know. He said, you shall know that I am Yah when I bring you into the land of Israel. See? So we don't want to miss out on that. We want to make sure we honor him and acknowledge him in all of our ways, okay? Acknowledge Yah, because it's important right now, very important. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for everything that Yah has given us tonight, Elder. And, you know, with that being said, you know, if you got something else you want to bring forth, you know, go right ahead. Otherwise, you know, because I know you're preparing for the trip, you know, trip that you're about ready to go on, you and your wife. And you know, may Yah bless you. May he be with you throughout the whole trip. Okay.
Hallelujah. Well, Elder, I do have a word of suggestion, encouragement to our listeners. I would encourage our listeners to continue in fellowship, continue with the small groups. You don't have to join large groups. You can join small groups according to the book of Acts, second chapter, where they went house to house. And we want to be obedient, like the book of Hebrews tells us, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. There's power in that, and there's strength in that.
Right.
And we want to do that as these evil times draw near, as we listed that sequential steps that have taken place and that are about to take place. You want,
mm-hmm.
if at all possible, I know some of you might live in just remote areas and you don't have anybody, but even if you get on the phone or a conference call or, you know, however you have to do it, try to stay in some fellowship. You know, mm-hmm. what do you say? We're two or three. Well, two or three is in his name, you know. Two, three, four, five. Just try
mm-hmm.
to have some type of fellowship.
Right.
And you know how to do the fellowship. It, you know, it says two can't walk together unless they be agreed. And, you know, in the day of Pentecost, they were all, you know, in one place, in one mind. You got to be in agreement. You got to have the spirit of agreement. He doesn't want you to be
mm-hmm.
unequally yoked. That's not just for marriage. That's for your walk, you know. That's for your walk,
right.
You know, your day-to-day
right.
walk. You don't go around with bringing people into close proximity, into your intimate life, friendship and everything, that are not equally yoked, okay? It don't have
yes,
to be, you know, your mate. You know, your sexual partner, you know, when I'm saying partner, I mean your spouse. But it could be any type of intimate friendship,
mm-hmm.
companionship. You want to be in agreement. You want a kindred spirit. You want someone to could walk together if they are agreed. You know, you
mm-hmm.
you want someone who is in harmony with you. So, when you're getting the small groups, two or three, four or five, whatever, make sure these are people that you are in agreement with, not people who are antagonistic with your belief system and everything. Okay, you know, then they need to be with somebody else. Hopefully we all meet up in the kingdom, right? We all meet up. But as we walk these paths until Yah bring us all together into the fullness,
mm-hmm.
Until we walk the path, we need to be with people in agreement. So fellowship, yes, but fellowship with people that's in agreement, like-minded believers. Don't start forsaking the fellowship as these days draw near. Actually, we need to increase the fellowship, if anything. Of course,
mm-hmm.
that takes away from your private time with Yah. You know, that'll go on to your last breath. But I'm saying, as far as fellowship concerned, don't forsake the fellowship. Don't let it wane. You know, so and you know,
mm-hmm.
those of you just coming out of church, you know, Christianity, other religions where it was mainly group driven. I mean, you know, as far as organized, large group and everything, you don't need all that. You don't need all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not necessary. If you have 1,000 people who's all in agreement and like minded, wow, that is blessing. That's like what heaven on earth. But most
mm-hmm.
places aren't like that. So that's why the book of Acts was a great example for us, the small groups,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2, breaking bread house to house, encouraging each other, praying for each other, singing psalms, praising Yah, you know. It's a beautiful thing. Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, I tell you what, you know, like I said, you know, the now about ready to go ahead and close out tonight, but before I do, I'll just use this one scripture here in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, and it says, Yah bless you and guard you. Yah make his face shine upon you and show favor to you. Yah lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Thus they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I myself shall bless them. So hallelujah with all that are in the sound of my voice, and may Yah bless us. Okay? So with that being said, then, Elder, yes, we could go ahead on and call it a night and say our shalom, okay? So,
shalom, family. Good night.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right, I close it out with a set of top rock musical tune here.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One day I really plan on
higher
being there.
You're my
Heavenly Father,
where I want to be.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, oh yeah. I just want to say I love you. Yeah. Twisting on the eternal sea. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Praising you. Meditating every day and night. All I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
Sing you a song, Father. Yeah.
Song day long. Well, I'd like to be here alone with your Father, 'cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming into you. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love.
All that I'm giving is for the love.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Give me peace in the name of your Holy Son. And so I'm fine touching me when the morning comes. Feel good to me by loving me.
Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I wanna be living for the love of you.
What I wanna
for
do.
The love of you. Living for the love.
All that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving. For the love of you.
For
it's
your
for
love.
The love of you. It's for the love.
Ooh, paradise. Heaven's there, oh yeah. And I will never feel insecure again, 'cause you're the key.
You're the key, Father.
This is our thing, yeah. Ooh, never again will I lose my way.
Never again.
No, because your wisdom gives me words. And this is how I really feel.
I wanna be living.
Your love is real.
For the love of you.
I'm living for the love
of you. Living for the love.
All that I'm giving.
It's
for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
All right, all right. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah. Like you say, Lila Tov.
Lila Tov. Lila Tov. Shalom, shalom.
All right. Shalom, Israel.